WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. A judge has set a January 5th trial date for former FBI Director James Comey after his not guilty plea this morning on charges of lying to Congress.
This case into testimony he gave in 2020. We know that in part because the charging document, though thin, alludes to a statement Comey made to Congress. And we know it happened 5 years ago because they ran right up against a deadline, a 5-year statute of limitations to file these charges.
CBS News justice correspondent Scott McFarlane outside the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia.
Comey's attorney is uniquely high profile. Pat Fitzgerald, who has had a number of high profile defendants, including in this courthouse, is also the former U.S. attorney in Chicago. This is a high octane defense team going against Lindsay Halligan, the U.S. attorney, who, oh, by the way, is in her first ever role as a prosecutor.
Halligan was named by President Trump after an earlier prosecutor failed to bring a case against Comey. CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's newest push to crack down on reckless driving is now in the hands of state lawmakers. Senate Bill 375 would allow the city to put up 75 red light and speed cameras at major crash sites. Lawmakers yesterday heard testimony from crash victims and supporters calling for safer streets. Opponents say the cameras could unfairly burden low-income drivers. The Senate Transportation Committee must now decide whether to send the bill to the full Senate for debate. If it passes, Milwaukee would be the first city in Wisconsin allowed to use traffic cameras. Another effort at calming traffic is also being talked about. Downtown drivers could soon see fewer lanes on Water Street. Milwaukee's Department of Public Works wants to shrink part of the street from 4 lanes to 2, adding protected bike and bus lanes along an 8-block stretch. The city council will have the final say. If approved, the project would be funded through tax districts. Milwaukee firefighters aren't waiting for emergencies. They're going door-to-door to prevent them. During Fire Prevention Week, Milwaukee fire crews are going door-to-door installing free smoke detectors and talking about safety. Fire officials say smoke alarms save lives by giving families time to get out when every second counts. If you do need a free alarm, there is a smoke alarm hotline. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. Fans are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets to get comfortable. And that's the local update. It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the best of 5 series between the Brewers and Cubs. Quinn Priester, who turned 25 last month, making his first start in the postseason against the team he grew up watching, the Cubs. Priester, from the north suburbs of Chicago, was in the stands during the 2016 World Series at Wrigley Field. I asked him, what's it like throwing that first pitch in a game?
Some games, like, you throw that first pitch and you're like, yep, we're locked in. And then some games you throw the first pitch and it's a little arm side, or you pull it or whatever and you take a deep breath and just get right back after it.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Detroit Pistons in a preseason game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The team looking aggressive so far in practice.
No, it's part of, you know, guys are fighting for their lives. And then the guys who aren't are fighting for their minutes, which is their lives. You know, so it's a good thing.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 540 WAUK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a light northeast breeze for your Wednesday afternoon with highs reaching the lower 60s. Overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 40s. For your Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with middle 60s. Right now, it's 51.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by nutritionist and founder of Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then fantasy football expert Peter Van Doren joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman
Program. Hey, top of the Wednesday
program.
To you. A lot going on in the world. By the way, my book signing for The Last American President, the Chicago event is sold out. The L.A. event will be on October 18th on No King's Day. It's going to be in concert with that. You can get information from our Los Angeles affiliate, kpfk.org, their website. And I'll be in San Diego on the 17th. That also is being done by KNSJ, our San Diego affiliate. The website there is news.knsj.org. That'll be on the 17th. You have to sign up, you know, with the stations for all of these things. So, reporting live from our studio bunker in war-torn Portland, Congressman Adam Smith will be with us in just 1 minute for a national town hall meeting, the full hour, taking your calls. 202-808-9925 is the number. In the second hour of our program, my colleague and friend Dean Obidala here on SiriusXM's Progress Channel, which we're live on right at the moment, just reminded us that Pam Bondi is part of the Epstein cover-up. He's got some thoughts on yesterday's performance. Also, one battle after another. What happens when art refuses to kneel? We'll be talking about that. Also, yesterday's hearing with Pam Bondi, and she was acting like an angry criminal defendant. This is weird. We'll get into that in some depth in the second hour. Also, Texas cops used 83,000 license plate reader cameras across the nation to track an abortion patient on her abuser's tip. But wait, it turns out there's more. It turns out the cop was also an abuser. Yesterday I told you how one state is trying to pass a law to give women who get an abortion the death sentence. Now we find out about this. Also, as Trump floats the Insurrection Act here in Portland, the biggest threat now is a dance party. Yes, furries dancing in front of the ICE building. That's what we've got. And they've now scheduled the naked bike ride here in Portland. Which is going to be next weekend, or this coming weekend. Stay tuned. We have video in the third hour of our program today. But to start, Congressman Adam Smith, the senior Democrat, the head Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, represents the 9th District of Washington State. AdamSmith.house.gov, the website, also his Blue Sky handle, is with us for the entire hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. Congressman Smith, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the chance. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Before we start, you know, taking calls and all that sort of thing, I'm just, you know, wondering what's on your mind today.
Well, the biggest thing's on my mind is, you know, how do we stop the Trump presidency? I mean, that's the focus. How do we prevent the worst that he is doing and put ourselves in the best possible position to win the elections in 26 and 28? And I think the current fight over Trump's budget and this shutdown fight is a really good focus on what Trump's priorities are versus what the priorities should be. You know, certainly focusing on health care is one big piece of it, but it's so much more than that. It's this presidency that has violated the law, the Constitution repeatedly, and Congress standing up for its basic principle that there ought to be a legislative branch. I mean, he's violated the law on tariffs, firing hundreds of thousands of federal employees, on freezing various different programs. I think this fight is really important, to draw, a very, very stark contrast and remind people of just how abnormal the Trump presidency is, and really to begin to win that fight. To begin to show people that we have a reasonable alternative to what Trump is doing, and that what he is doing is incredibly dangerous and bad for this country.
Governor Pritzker on Monday on Rachel Maddow's program said that he believed that the end game here, the real goal of Trump and Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance and Kristi Noem, was to make it okay to militarize our cities, to get us used to having troops in the streets, so that when November of next year comes along, they can use those troops to intimidate people or to shut down voting places or to prevent ballots from being counted, to do the kind of things that apparently he actually tried to do in the fall of 2020 when it was looking like he was losing the election. Do you think there will be an election in 2026? And what are your concerns about that? And let me toss in, Greg Palast, the BBC reporter, was reporting last week on this program that there's a massive purge of voters going on in Virginia right now in preparation for this year's election.
No, I think there will be an election. The risk is, will it be a fair election? And yes, I think there's absolutely the risk of what Governor Pritzker described. Look, back in 2020, when I was chair of the House Armed Services Committee, I was in constant contact with the Department of Defense, then Secretary Esper, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley, because in the lead up to 2020, I wanted to make sure that Trump didn't attempt to use the Department of Defense to steal the election. Bottom line. That was a concern. Fortunately, the people at the Pentagon were with me on that. They wanted to uphold the Constitution and make sure that that didn't happen. And now, as we head towards 26, Trump is absolutely going to try to, use whatever forces he can to subvert the election. So, we need to be ready for that. And we need to try and make sure that the election doesn't just happen, but it's free and fair. And the other point of this, beyond the military piece, is every congressional election cycle, there are close elections. Democrats lost an election seat in Iowa, I think it was in 2020, by 6 votes. All right. So there's a lot of them that come down to less than 1 percentage point. Well, in the states where Republicans have control, they're absolutely going to try to not certify those elections. So there's going to need to be a legal strategy, a public messaging strategy to fight back against all the things that you're describing. I mean, Trump and the Republicans will absolutely attempt to cheat in the 2026 election. And we got to shine a light on that and fight back.
Sounds like a plan. So shall we pick up some calls?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania, you are on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
The phone, because I know that you are important on this big foreign aid committee, a bipartisan foreign aid committee.
And I'm the co-chair of the Caucus for Effective Foreign Assistance.
Yes, and I am a very, very big proponent of foreign aid, provided it provides economic and strategic benefit for us. Right now, I mean, we're spending a lot of money on PEPFAR for AIDS, anti-AIDS in Africa. I think that's very important. But Africa absolutely has to have our assistance there. There are going to be countries that are just going to drown in AIDS. However, we also need the rare earth minerals and other things that they have. Don't you think that it would be really good to be much more transactional and do like China does? Condition this important aid on things that we need that would not only benefit us greatly in terms of minerals in concrete agreements, but also strengthen the political support for these foreign aid things, which are also in jeopardy. Don't you think we need to be more transactional?
Look, I think it's perfectly okay for us to try to negotiate with countries in Africa to get deals for those rare earth minerals that are so important. Certainly. No, I don't want to do the China model, which is to come in and simply exploit people and not provide actual assistance to them, number one. Number two, I think part of how you get to being able to develop those relationships is to have a partnership. And when Trump, you know, basically ended countless foreign aid programs, food assistance programs, healthcare assistance programs, illegally, by the way, because Congress had approved those, I think it had a devastating impact on our credibility in Africa. If we enter into a partnership with them to provide food assistance, healthcare assistance, and then just pull out of it, I think that's going to undermine any ability for them to want to enter any kind of a contract with us. So I hesitate to embrace the idea that we need to be purely transactional. Part of what gives America influence in the world is the notion that we care about what happens in the rest of the world. You know, after World War II, we had the Marshall Plan. We built Europe. We helped rebuild Japan. You know, we have had robust foreign aid programs to try to help countries. You mentioned the PEPFAR program. That was not transactional. I think it built a ton of goodwill in Africa by working with them. So mostly what I want to see now is us turn back on those foreign aid and foreign assistance programs. And yes, we can cut legitimate business deals with countries in Africa to access rare earth metals. I think those two things can go together, but I wouldn't threaten to pull one without the other. That would not be my approach.
Congressman Adam Smith is with us, a Democrat representing Washington's 9th District, for the hour taking your calls, adamsmith.house.gov, both his website and his Blue Sky handle. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We're taking calls with Congressman Adam Smith, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Smith. Stick around.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news 3 times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up looking years younger. Or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith with us, taking your calls for the hour. Congressman, I'm sorry to have jumped in during the last break. We were rejoining our commercial stations, and then I had to do a live read on the commercial side, so there was a promo on the nonprofit side, which is what you're hearing.
No problem. It's a very complicated question that the caller asked. It's really important. The bottom line is what I was getting to at the end. Is this is the one part of Trump's plan that absolutely requires Democratic votes, which is why we should say, we're not going to vote for your budget and the way you're running the government. You have to give us something. You have to deal with the problem on health care. I'd also like to see laws passed that rein in Trump's ability to simply violate the law in the way that he has on spending priorities. He's been doing these rescissions whereby even after Congress passes spending, he decides what he's going to spend money on or not. We need to change that. That's why this fight over the budget and the shutdown is so important. It's our opportunity to really draw a contrast between what Trump is trying to do and what we should be doing for this country.
Amen. Ed, in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
Well, first of all, Congressman, thank you for doing this. My question kind of goes to what you guys were talking to at the beginning of the show, Governor Pritzker, and messaging. It seems to me that Governor Pritzker is almost out there on an island when it comes to warning people about Trump using, the troops to mess with the midterms. And I don't understand why the entire Democratic Party, and the Senate and House, why everybody isn't pounding the table, so to speak, about what Trump's plans are, that his plans are obviously to use the troops to mess with the upcoming midterms. We're well down the path of this now. And
let's get his answer here, Ed. We got it.
Look, there's a whole bunch of different things about that. First of all, it's not just Pritzker. Gavin Newsom's talked about it. I've talked about it. A lot of different people have talked about it. But the other thing that I want Democrats to appreciate, we are all very concerned about Trump, and we all have firm opinions about the best way to go after him. I think there's a lot of different ways to go after him. I think certainly, you know, expressing the concerns that Governor Pritzker has expressed. But if there are other members who want to focus on health care, who want to focus on the threat from health care, I think that's a fine thing to talk about. You want to focus on the threats to food security programs from the cuts in SNAP. You want to focus on the tariffs, which are being just driving up prices. You want to focus on his energy policy, where he's cutting programs, green energy programs, or sorry, green energy construction plans, many of which are well down the road, driving up the cost of energy and reducing the energy that we so desperately need in this country. I don't want Democrats to fall into a trap that I see us fall into. And that's where, no, this is what we should be talking about. And since they're not talking about that, it means they don't know what's going on. No, it's a lot of different issues, a lot of different ways to come at this. And we should come at it in a variety of different directions because the people have different opinions. Yeah, there are some people in this country who are really, really worried about what you just said, troops, you know, being used to overturn elections. There's a whole bunch of other people who are like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So we can talk about the issues that appeal to a broader group of people. So, yeah, I think we should certainly raise that alarm. But don't be so concerned if you see another member of Congress or political leader or governor out there talking about the cuts to Medicaid have just shut down 5 rural hospitals in my state and 5 community health care clinics. That, too, I think is an effective way to build support for an alternative to what Trump is doing right now.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. Brian, we just have a minute and a half to a hard break here at the bottom of the hour. So a quick question, please.
I'll try and be brief. Pleasure to speak with you. Team Democrat has many fundamental problems, just like a football team. And to improve things, you need to get back to fundamentals and what you're not doing right. And all we hear is how horrible Trump is. But I don't hear any realistic, workable plans for, say, affordable housing, how Americans are going to afford their health care, what we are going to do with this huge immigration mess that's went on for decades, the Democrats ignored, and Trump is now exploiting.
I know we're up against a hard stop here, and I want to say that I completely agree with you. We have to present a reasonable alternative, and we have to acknowledge the things that we have not done well. We did not secure the border. We did not have a solid immigration plan. There's no question about that. We need to tell people what that plan is. Second of all, I think we do have a plan on the economy. We are concerned about economic inequality. We want to improve those programs. And I was one of Tom's comments in the break here about how we need to get more revenue and fund these programs. But also Democrats need to run their governments better. I'm from the Seattle King County area. We have not run our governments efficiently and effectively. We've been too focused on identity politics and ideology and not enough focused on delivering results for people on housing, on crime, on homelessness, on drug abuse. We absolutely have to tell people what we're going to do differently and what we're going to do better. And we can't alienate every single Trump voter. We can't say that every single Trump voter is a racist and a bigot. No, they had legitimate concerns about what they saw from Democrats. We have to address those legitimate concerns to present a reasonable alternative. We have to do both. Yes, be critical of what Trump is doing. It's problematic for reasons I said, but then be honest with the American people. Don't dismiss them as racists and bigots and horrible people because they voted for Trump.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Adam Smith is with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here after this break at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zipa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zipa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Todd Albaugh.
As the government remains shut down, what solutions are in sight, if any? And the political fallout in Wisconsin. We'll discuss it with Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kraitlow. Next time, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While some will be shouting against Chicago today, some will be showing support for the Windy City. There's a protest action planned in Milwaukee today over federal enforcement efforts in Chicago and in Illinois. Protesters are set to rally at 5:30 in Cathedral Square, saying the arrival of the Texas National Guard in Chicago is going too far. Organizers of the event, which includes Voces de la Frontera, say they aren't happy about immigration efforts in the land of Lincoln. The effort will be taking place at the same time the Brewers will be playing the Cubs. The fight to bring red light cameras to Milwaukee isn't over yet. State lawmakers now have to decide whether to move the idea forward. Yesterday, there was a public hearing packed with emotional stories from crash survivors and families. The proposal would let the city install up to 75 cameras at dangerous intersections and send tickets to drivers who speed or run red lights. Supporters say it's about saving lives, but others argue it could lead to unfair fines. The bill still has to clear a Senate committee before going to the full legislature for a vote. You may see some firefighters on your doorbell camera. Milwaukee fire crews are spending Fire Prevention Week installing free smoke detectors across city neighborhoods. Crews were going door to door in 8 blocks of the city yesterday, with more homes getting doorbells rung this week. People can request a free smoke detector by calling the city's hotline. And Brewers fans not going to Chicago for Game 3 don't have to miss out on the high fives. There will be a free outdoor watch party for the playoff baseball game at Davidson Park in Milwaukee. That's on the Harley campus. Fans will have a huge screen for viewing the game, local food vendors, music, and visits from Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. Organizers say to bring your own chairs and blankets. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a light northeast breeze for your Wednesday afternoon with highs reaching the lower 60s. Overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 40s. For your Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with middle 60s. Right now, it's 51.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be, with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Emily Cherniak, founder and executive director of New Politics, an organization designed to help build the Democratic pipeline of candidates who are truly ready to lead.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing Washington's 9th District, is on the air with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you. Hello, Congressman. I'm just curious. We will have our election in 2026, but how do you propose that we get the contrary message through our oligarchic media monopolies? And I'm not just talking print, I'm talking the digital and all those algorithm controls. How do you propose to break through? I live in Idaho. I'm in a red bubble, let me tell you. Thank you for in advance.
Yeah, no, I think there's all kinds of challenges that we as Democrats have coming in there. And I think the caller before we broke was really important. I think we're doing a decent job of explaining all the terrible stuff that Trump is doing. But what we need is we need to have a message for what we want to do. And what is the central narrative of being a Democrat? Well, the reason I'm a Democrat is I believe in opportunity and equality for all. And I think that's what progressive politics is supposed to be about. And we have massive concentration of wealth right now, lack of opportunity, and nowhere near the equality that we should have. And we should be very clear on that message, that that's what we want, is we want to focus on working people, on giving them a fairer share of the pie. Now, the second big challenge is the media environment has changed dramatically. When I first started working on campaigns, gosh, over 40 years ago now, you know, it was a very simple media landscape. Now you've got social media, you've got podcasts, you've got thousands of different messaging opportunities. And yes, you correctly describe some of the challenges, but also there's opportunities there. I mean, you can do your own YouTube. You can do your own TikTok, for that matter. So take advantage of those mediums and get the message out there consistently. And I think we are beginning to do that. I mean, obviously, Tom has a great show. But you have a lot of other podcasts, a lot of other social media, a lot of other messaging opportunities. So I think we can take advantage of that. And one thing I've noticed with them, we can't give in to despair. There's nothing magical about what Trump is doing. We can defeat that. We can present an alternative message. There's nothing holding us down right now that we can't overcome. And I think if we get into that mindset that, oh, my gosh, what are you going to do? Look, the guy's only won one election with a plurality, and he's never gotten 50% of the vote. We have an opportunity here. We need to take advantage of the messaging opportunities where we have them and spread that message. But there are all kinds of options. We just need to be out there, and it needs to be a 24/7, 365 fight. You got to be everywhere. You can't just be on, you know, like in the good old days, go on Walter Cronkite, good old days, 60 years ago. No, you've got to be everywhere driving the message. And I think we're beginning to see some of that organization. We need to build on that.
I miss Walter. Michael in Houston, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for taking my call. Congressman Smith, it is very encouraging to hear people, politicians such as you. It does give a hope when we hear things. But I have a question for you. Now, when we out here, all we hear for years now is how the Republican has purged votes. I've seen it here in Houston. But my question to you all, the Democrats, that we need to hear, because it at some point it does get discouraging. What have y'all done to stop them? That's what we want to hear. We hear it all the time about the votes being purged, but we never hear about what is being done to stop them.
Yeah, well, we have fought it. We have fought it everywhere that it's being done. Now, I mean, in places like Texas and Florida, it's difficult. We shine a public light on it. I'll tell you what we've done in states that we control. I'm in Washington State. We have all mail-in voting. You know, we have allowed everyone to vote by mail-in ballot. Oregon has done the same thing. You have seen a dramatic expansion across the country, frankly, even in red states, of people being able to vote by mail. Now, there are efforts to restrict that, but we fought back and won some of those fights. The other thing that we're doing is even in those states where we don't directly control the electorate, as they purge the rolls, we have various different organizations that go back in and try and reach out to the people who have been purged to get them back on the rolls. We do voter registration drives. I'm not in love with everything that Ken Martin is doing as the DNC chair, but I think his 50-state strategy that we have to be everywhere with both our message and our political organization is the right one. I think we've moved away from that to some degree and concentrated too much in the swing states. Now, we got to be everywhere. We got to be everywhere getting people back on the roll. So I think there is an effort going on. I will agree with you. It needs to be a lot more, and it needs to be more consistent and more driven to get people back on the rolls and to block these efforts to purge them.
CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana, you're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Hey, I was wondering what you think of this that y'all may have been able to do back on January 6th to have stopped a lot of this. Election denialism, of course, would not have been a good thing, but you could have disqualified his electors or challenged his electors based on eligibility denialism, because under the Constitution, he's not eligible to be president. And I'm not talking about the 14th Amendment. I'm talking about
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. CJ, thanks.
And we did challenge that, and the courts ruled against us. I forget the states. I think it was in Colorado, one other state.
Maine was the other one, I think, yeah.
Yeah, where they raised that argument, and they said, because he's an insurrectionist, he's not eligible to be on the ballot, and we lost that in court. Now, look, I mean, the post-January 6th thing is a great tragedy that the Republican Party didn't stand up to Trump in that moment when they had a chance and push back. What's done is done. We got to fight the fight that's in front of us.
William in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question for Congressman Smith. You actually represent me, and I've reached out to your office several times. I've received emails, pretty canned responses, to be honest. But my question I keep continuing to want to ask is, what specific action are you taking to end U.S. funding of the genocide, mass starvation in Gaza right now? Like, what action are you taking to actually stop that?
Got it, William. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I said this in a town hall meeting a couple of days ago. I think we should restrict arms sales to Israel right now until they stop the war in Gaza, number one. Number two, rush humanitarian assistance to Gaza. And number three, support an alternative to Hamas as a governing coalition. This is one of the things that Prime Minister Netanyahu has done that has been most problematic. Yes, Hamas is awful, horrible, terrible, and I believe that. And I think Israel has a legitimate concern about what Hamas represents and what they're trying to do. But what Netanyahu has done is he's made it so that there's no alternative to Hamas. He has undermined the Palestinian Authority and every other possible alternative to Hamas. That has to change. That is the way to stop Hamas. More military operations in Gaza are not going to do it. They're just going to extend the civilian misery. So I'm working on a bill right now, which hopefully, well, if we ever get back into session, if Mike Johnson lets us back in, I will introduce, that would say no more arms sales to Israel until they meet those criteria. Final criteria is no annexation of any part of what is Palestinian territory right now. Gaza, certainly, but also the West Bank. So I put out a statement a couple of months ago to that effect. I've said this publicly in a number of different areas. I think the war in Gaza should stop right now, and I think until it does, we ought to restrict arms sales to Israel. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I support the right of Israel to exist. I support Israel. I recognize the threats they face. But the way they are conducting the war in Gaza right now is something that simply cannot be supported.
Minute and a half to the next break here. Scott in Dayton, Ohio. You're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Good morning, and thank you both for speaking truth to power in your service to America. I just want to throw out a couple quick comments about the upcoming elections and all elections. We need to do two things on the Democratic side. A, we need to teach voters how to go and check their registration to make sure they have not been bumped off the rolls. And B, we need to encourage everybody who can to vote early to take away the shenanigans of bomb threats of the right-wing poll watchers and any way they can cheat on election day. I know it's hard for some people of lesser means to get out there, but we need to educate voters on how they can make this happen.
Thank
we
you,
can
Scott.
Beat them in the future.
No, I completely agree. And I think this is what the DNC needs to be doing. You know, a lot of people talk about, well, how come the DNC doesn't have, you know, what their message is terrible. They're not doing this, they're not doing that. Look, it's not the DNC's job, really to drive all of that. Elected officials and candidates have to drive that. But what the DNC can do is what that caller just talked about. They can organize district by district, county by county, all across the country, and make sure that voters' rights are protected and that they have the ability to vote and to fight back against these voter suppression efforts that the right wing is focused on. So I think we really need to organize around those principles to make sure we get our vote out.
There you go. 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith is on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Hang on just a second here. I just lost my page. AdamSmith.house.gov is both his website and his Blue Sky handle. Check it out. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Smith.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Congressman Adam Smith, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting right here. Stay around. We'll be right back.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Tired of that Golf Channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a link-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that can lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/HARTMANN. GetNativePath.com/Hartman to get the special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and that top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Congressman Adam Smith with us, taking your calls. Cynthia in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'm calling about Governor Pritzker and what's going on in Chicago. I think we all know about the crimes and civil violations that are going on there. I want to state one thing, and then I want to ask a question. The Border Patrol is over there. Border Patrol is not supposed to be more than 100 miles from a border. Now, they called, they were saying, well, Lake Michigan's right there. Lake Michigan's the only one of the five Great Lakes that is completely encircled by U.S. property. There is no Canadian property, so I don't understand where they're coming from on that. But what can we do to support our governors against the Trump invasion? Is there something the Governors Association can do? And what if this continues? What if the blue feeder states do a soft succession?
Yeah, two things. One, yeah, we can keep suing, which has been effective. You've got the lawsuit that was effective in Portland, which said, no, there is no emergency. And thank, you know, bless that Trump-appointed judge. Just because there's an emergency clause doesn't mean the president gets to, oh, there was a spilled cup of coffee. There's an emergency. No, you can't just declare an emergency without the facts to back it up. And we've gotten two good court rulings. So keep suing and also keep messaging. The American people do not want an authoritarian government. They don't. And they don't want U.S. troops enforcing, doing domestic law enforcement. So I think if we keep messaging about how extreme this is and go after the legal aspects of it, I think that helps. The other thing, my opinion, you know, crime is a problem. Crime is a challenge. I don't think Democrats should say, oh, the crime's down. It's nothing to worry about. And that's not the experience of most people. But the way I summed up the reaction to this, crime is a problem. Fascism isn't the answer. The answer is more police and stronger communities. And that's what we ought to advocate for, not using federal troops, whether they're Border Patrol agents or ICE agents or National Guard or active duty. That is an authoritarian approach that no American, right, left, or center, should want to see their rights taken away by the abuse of federal power in that manner.
Amen. Ed, in Belfair, Washington, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Representative Smith, I was wondering about the subsidies, which I call welfare for the farmers. How is that money going to be distributed from the tariffs? Is it going to go to the small farmer, the 100, 500-acre, 1,000-acre farmer, or is it going to go to the $10,000, $50,000, $100,000-acre farmer? Because I'm making a cross-country trip across from Minnesota back to home base in Washington, and there's farmers going bankrupt right now, the small ones are. I see the big money going to the big farmers, and then they turn around and put that money back into super PACs for the Republican Party, and that's wrong.
Thank you, Ed.
A couple things about that. Number one, farmers don't want to bail out. They want to stop this ridiculous tariff policy and this ridiculous immigration policy that is forcing them into bankruptcy. Trump has created this problem through the tariffs and through the immigration policy that he is implementing. So they don't want to bail out. They want to be able to work and earn a living, which they ought to be able to do. So we ought to change those policies. Second, on the money that Trump is envisioning, it's not legal for Trump to take that tariff money and pass it out to farmers based on his personal whim. Congress has the ability to appropriate that money. So we don't know what Trump is planning on doing. He should not have the authority to do that. I do not trust for one second that he would do it intelligently, but he shouldn't even have the authority to do it in the first place. And again, I'll end where I started. Get rid of the tariffs, get rid of the immigration policy so that farmers can actually earn a living the way they want to earn a living. So I think those are the messages that we should hammer home on that. But yeah, you're right to be worried. If this winds up being just Trump taking this tariff money and passing it out where he wants to pass it out, I think we all know what his priorities are going to be, and they are not going to be the priorities that help the working people of this country.
Just a minute and a half to the end of this hour. Jackie in Havre de Grace, Maryland, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Pretty good. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call. Just two quick things. One is I haven't heard anybody talk about us doing our own project document, like a Project 2029, Reclaiming Our Democracy, and really pull in the people to help craft this document along with the experts in the field. So, for example, the leaders of
Let's get Congressman Smith's response.
Actually, people are doing that. I forget who it was, but there's specifically someone who is putting together a 2029 project. And that 2029 project ought to be a return to our progressive roots. You know, when you look at how we've changed this country to combat inequality, we've really done it very effectively three times. At the turn of the 20th century, when we put in the income tax, we got rid we did antitrust, the Fair Labor Standards Act, end of child labor, 1930s New Deal, of course, but then the Great Society in the 1960s, Medicare, Medicaid, the Voting Rights Act. There was a public housing bill in there as well. Basic progressive efforts to reform and regulate capitalism in our system has worked. We don't need a revolution. You know, we don't need some, forgive me, communist socialist utopia. We need to use basic progressive principles that we've used in this country repeatedly to get greater equality for the American people. That's the message we need to do, and that's what a Project 2029 thing ought to say. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stand up for the working class in this country, and we're going to combat equality and concentrated power.
Amen. Congressman, it's great having you with us for the hours. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and keep up the great work.
You as well. Terrific program. Really love what you do, so thanks for giving me a chance to join you today.
Thank you, Congressman.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger public address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW homecoming week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run day!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. Authorities in Southern California have made an arrest in connection with the deadly January wildfire that's now the most destructive blaze in Los Angeles history. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says the suspect is 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht.
For igniting a fire that ultimately burned down the Palisades earlier this year, killing 12 people, destroying more than 6,800 structures, both homes and businesses, and damaging over 1,000 more buildings.
The fire began just after midnight on New Year's Day and burned for several days in dry conditions, along with the Eaton fire propelled by Santa Ana winds.
The allegations in the affidavit are supported by digital evidence, including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting showing in part a burning forest and a crowd fleeing from it.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
This report.